Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi, Why Not Mint Money is a daily podcast on personal finance that helps you get smart about managing money. We help you understand basic money concepts to keep you from making bad money mistakes. Why Not Mint Money is your one-stop solution to money matters. So, let's get started. Welcome to your money journey.
Recent regulatory clampdowns in China on industries and financial troubles with Evergrande, a real estate developer, have caused a sharp fall in Chinese markets as well as global markets. Some experts say that this could be the opportunity for investors to build their positions further in China. Hi, I'm Abhinav Kaul, and in this episode of Why Not Mint Money, I spoke with Viram Shah, co-founder and CEO of Vested Finance, a global investing platform, to get a perspective on should investors change their global investment strategy in the view of China's Evergrande episode. Amid the possibility of massive default by Evergrande Group, world markets have been jittery in the recent past. Moreover, after the recent run-up in the equities, there were fears of a big correction given price evaluations. Viram, can China's Evergrande crisis result in a big correction?
So there are four key factors that one should keep in mind at the time of investing in mutual funds for the first time. Or even though you're investing in mutual funds for a while, these four factors will help you to decide what are the right funds for you. The first one is the financial goal. On the basis of your financial goal, you will be able to decide, is that financial goal in short term in nature or long term in nature, and how much amount do you need for this financial goal. A lot depends on how much is your monthly investment and at what rate your investment should grow within the mutual funds. So your financial goal becomes the first part of your factor, which is very important for your mutual fund investment. The other aspects are risk appetite. If in case your ability to take risk is limited, then you should avoid getting into more aggressive funds. First time, it is better to look into more safer investments where the risk element is low. The other two aspects that you can look at are fund related. One is the portfolio, where you can drill down into the portfolio details of understanding their holdings, market cap, sectors, industries. And last but not the least is the performance. But whenever you look at the performance, look at the long-term performance and not the short-term performance or near-term performance.
So should investors change their global investment strategy in the view of Evergrande episode?
If you're starting your journey in mutual funds, and if you plan to start investing in equity-oriented mutual funds, then there are three different kinds of funds that probably you can consider investing into. The first one is index fund, where the investments can happen in Nifty 50 companies, which are top 50 companies listed on National Stock Exchange, NSE, or let's say Sensex index fund, where the investment will happen in top 30 companies listed on Bombay Stock Exchange. Now, these index funds are passively managed fund where there is no role of a fund manager. It is purely based on the market capitalization. The next kind of fund is large cap fund, where the number of companies can move up to 100, and here the fund manager has an active role in deciding which companies out of predominantly the top 100 companies in India will become the part of portfolio depending on their view. The other fund that you can look at is FlexiCap fund, which is more of a blend of a large cap company, big companies, mid cap companies, which are like growing at a initial stage of growth, and there are some small cap companies which will be added in that portfolio, which are the nascent stage. Now, this FlexiCap fund will give you a blend of all the three different market capitalization with some additional risk. So these are the three funds that you can consider, or three kind of funds that you can consider.
The US stock market today are the mainstay in most of the global portfolios of Indian investors. The key reason is the stellar performance of some of the US listed stocks such as Facebook, Amazon, Apple, Netflix and Google over the past 10 years. However, among a growing trend, Indians slowly but on a small scale are trying to diversify outside of the US. So Viram, what would be the right way for investors to build their positions further in China at this point?
Financial plan basically is all about managing your income, your assets, your monthly cash flow in a much more organized manner. At the same time, giving a direction to each and every rupee of yours, which is either saved or invested. Like we always say in the financial planning world, that we do not leave our home without deciding on a destination. Similarly, we give a destination to a particular saving or a particular investment to target the financial goals that you may have. In financial planning, the idea here is to make your savings and investment in a much more optimized manner. At the same time, drill down into the income part, drill down into the expenses to see whether there's a scope to save more, drill down into current assets where it gives us a lot of sense about, or it gives you a lot of sense about how you have been investing so far. Is it matching with your needs? Each and every financial goal will define, whether the wish list is achievable or not. And a good financial plan will also have an element of insurance planning, where it will cover how much insurance, life insurance and health insurance you should have. At the same time, there will be a part of liability management where you plan to manage your debt if in case you have home loan or personal loan going on.
That's it for now. Thanks for tuning in.
For listening in. We're also available on livemint.com, and if you're old school, then do pick up a copy of Mint for some insightful coverage. If you have any questions you want us to address, do reach us out at HT Smartcast. We are present on Twitter, Facebook, and Insta. And if you want to connect over email, write in to us at mintmoney@livemint.com. Until next time, it's bye-bye.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.